verifying it.
Welcome. The noon hour is here, and it's time to talk about the teams you love with the guys you know and trust.
Yeah, that's right. We are the best.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
Hey, it's Friday. Get your glow sticks. Let's go. We're in the club.
Are there any good clubs up here north?
I'm sure there are. I love when you get to come up north. I'm excited for you to be in Davis-Weber County. I mean, these are my peeps up here.
Well, they're great people. They are some of the greatest people in the great state of Utah.
You better not
There's
be
no
shaking
question.
Your head.
No, I'm not. Scotty, you know I agree with that.
I know you do.
We have been treated better up in these parts than anywhere else in the state of Utah that we've broadcast. The people here treat us like solid gold, and I love them. And we try to bring them some Weber State stuff. You know, we definitely bring them some Utah State stuff. And, you know, we try to keep them informed up here in the northern part of Utah. But when I have to make the trek, I always send Scotty a pretty nasty text.
All right, so I was going to say something because you sent me a very expletive-ridden a text earlier today, and then I realized I may have done the same to you last night.
I was going to say that.
I was like, you know what? We're square.
Well,
although you were – what you did last night was – you provoked me. I did not provoke you this morning, so maybe we're not square.
By the way, we're not going to be winning many games with Case Keenum. How long do you have to say we're – before, like, you're actually attached and associated with the team, or you show signs that it – do you say we when you're talking Denver?
I don't, because I feel weird saying it. Just because I've been around you guys, like, I know that if somebody – like, when you're playing – all right, so let's say you're back in your BYU days, okay? And you got let's say you're doing a coach's show or you're doing an interview with the play-by-play guy, right?
Yep.
And he said, Hans – what do we need to do defensively to get some stops against Colorado State this weekend? And you're looking at him like, we? What are we doing? You're doing nothing.
Yeah.
So why don't you just butt out and mind your own business, and I'll go out there and I'll make the tackles. So I've always been really like, it always makes me really weird, even as a play-by-play guy now, to say, what do we need to do? Or what are we going to do? Or we did this, or we did it, because I did nothing.
You stopped the we when we got in this business, right?
Yeah.
Because that's when it died for me.
Yeah. The other night, I was interviewing a couple of players, and at the end, I'm like, all right, let's go out there and get a win. And I joked at the end, I'm like, well, I mean, you guys, because I haven't got nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
So, because it felt really dumb.
Well, because you know how it is to be a player, and you're putting the sweat in.
Yeah.
And it's your body that's tearing apart, and you're the one that's in the meeting for 4 hours and trying to watch film and get everything
or at treatment at 5:30 in the morning, and you haven't walked up a set of stairs without feeling pain since the eighth grade.
What I would do is look at the guy and say, how about we pronounce Hans correctly? How does that sound? You just sit in your booth and we can say Hans together. How does that say?
He never did get that right, did
he? No. It drove me nuts. I even changed the spelling, H-A-N-C-E, like dance or Lance.
Specifically for that guy?
Yes, for that one guy.
And it still never took?
No, and it was driving my parents crazy because, you know, it's a family name. It's got Danish history. Like, it goes back a long ways. Like, they're proud of the name Hans.
I mean, you're Hans Christian Olsen for a reason.
Hans Christian, yeah, named after Hans Christian Andersen. And do not text me and say it's Hans Christian Andersen. We know exactly what his name is. It's Hans Christian Andersen because he came from the same area that my great-great-great-grandparents came from in Denmark.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is who
And
I
plus, when you were born, you led with the hands, too.
No, stop. No.
That was a, yeah, that I was in that the news. That was that. In the newspaper.
Okay, well, do you want to read?
You told that story.
Your dad sent me the newspaper clipping said that.
If we're reading newspaper clippings, I'm getting Lloyd, I want the news.
No,
we're reading newspaper clippings.
All right, fair. fine.
Potato was given
all
to.
Right,
hey, we need Lloyd Cole newspaper clippings.
There's none of those.
Tell me what you've done that got you some notoriety so we can get some newspaper.
That's called the police blotter.
Okay.
How to spell Lloyd on the wall.
The only thing I got in the Murray newspaper was
a 20-year-old when I went outside an elementary
I went 4 for 5. That was the only thing that made it the newspaper for me.
In basketball, 4 for 5?
Baseball, 4 for 5.
Oh, well, okay.
4 for 5, 2 doubles, and a home run.
That's a pretty good note.
Was it inside the park, or did you have the power to
No, that was one of my 3 home runs.
Wait, who's our lead Twitter detective that pulled up all the images?
Yeah, find that guy.
Come on, Lloyd.
Whoever that dude was that went through the South Idaho press archives.
Call him out, Lloyd. Lloyd, you need to get him on those press clippings. We need to find some Lloyd Cole.
No, we don't. Oh. There aren't any. I told you, there's one. There's one total, and that's it. And I think my dad even has that one.
And then a lead story at 10 a.m. on KSL.
No, okay. Guys, okay, let's get back to setting trends. Come on, let's do it.
So, guys, this is a great football weekend we've got in front of us.
It is.
This is a huge football weekend. I mean, outside of BYU and Washington State and Utah and Oregon State, you got San Diego State Air Force. I know people are like, oh, San Diego State Air Force. San Diego State's undefeated. Air Force is a very tough team. They're two like-minded teams, and they are fighting for Mountain West Conference supremacy. San Diego State is going to put on a show, and they have to, because they want to continue to climb the rankings, and Air Force is probably their best team left on their schedule, correct?
Correct.
So you've got San Diego State Air Force. Oregon UCLA. Oregon is still the top-ranked Pac-12 team, and you got a UCLA team that's played upset, that's been a mysterious team. That's going to be a fun one. I want USC to beat Notre Dame, even though I don't think it's going to happen, not a stretch. But, Scotty, you know as well as I know, at any given moment, USC's talent could just show up on a field.
Yep.
And I would love nothing more in this world than to see USC beat Notre Dame. I would love it. Notre Dame's already got one loss. When Notre Dame was preseason ranked in the top, what, 5? Notre Dame suffered a loss. But I'd love to see USC get the win there. And then you've got ACC powerhouse, Wake Forest, undefeated. Never mind. Let's skip it. No, but honestly, Wake Forest is undefeated. They've got wins over Louisville.
Yeah. Didn't they beat Clemson, even though Clemson?
No, they got Clemson, I think, the second or third to the last of the season. They still have Clemson and NC State on their schedule.
NC State's pretty good this year.
NC State's very good this year. They're the ones that upset Clemson.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of.
Right out of the gates. But Wake Forest has Navy this week. And they've got a win over Syracuse, Scotty. They got a win over Louisville. They've got a win at Florida State. Florida State's not good this year.
No.
But Wake Forest has some good, you know, some ACC wins. They're sitting at 6-0. I'm pumped. I just love these football weekends. I love Fridays where everybody is listening to the show. They know that they're about to get off work. They've got the Saturday and Sunday. They got college and NFL games in front of them. You get to sit at home and crack open a couple of beverages, be them adult or non, and just enjoy a great weekend. Love Fridays, buddy.
I do too. All right, we're out and about today. Come on by and hang out with us. Larry H. Miller, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, just off Riverdale Road. Really easy to find. Let's go. Come by. Johnny's got the Jazz gear. We got another Jazz game coming up tonight. You got vehicles. This place is just jam-packed with vehicles.
Look at that City Edition hat that he's got.
I know, right?
You only got one of those, Johnny?
Well, apparently he doesn't have any of them left now.
Okay, so this is what I tell you. You come in. I've got this City Edition hat sitting right next to me. First person to come in. That's a $25 price tag on that. It's just a beautiful City Edition hat. It's kind of a, what do you call that, a crimson? What is that, a pastel? Yeah. Is that a brick?
Is that Geesh.
A brick red?
A pastel?
I'm going to tell you right now, it's not pastel.
Is it taupe? Is it taupe? Is it fuchsia? Moab dirt color. Johnny called it Moab
dirt.
That's
not the most.
That's not a real seller.
Come in and get this Moab
dirt color.
Come get
this dirt colored hat.
But I've got this sweet City Edition. What's that for? Oh, is that the
days of 47, I guess.
That's the year that we came into the valley?
Yes.
With our hand carts?
Yeah.
and it's got a beautiful jazz note on the side. So come in. First person that comes in for this hat, you're going to get it.
Hey, by the way, I also have Utah State tickets. They're playing tonight. I figured we're up north. Utah State, Colorado State. Yeah, that's why I got all gussied up for the show today.
So you got those duties.
Yeah, so we got ourselves some fun. Let's do it.
I've got some pre-half and post duties for a game tonight. How about we jump into that?
Let's do it. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone, starting lineup right now.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
And now it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the starting lineup. Starting lineup on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. It is time for your starting lineup, setting the scene for the entire show. It's all brought to you by Peach Windows, Utah's premier window and door retailer, combining beauty and technology on windows and doors since 1993. Call them today for your free in-home estimate, 801-566-1255.
Utah Jazz taking on Harrison Barnes, De'Aaron Fox, and Rashawn Holmes tonight, Scotty. So most of the time you say, Utah Jazz, Sacramento Kings, everybody just tunes out. But this Sacramento Kings team, they've actually got a little bit of heat on the perimeter. For anybody that didn't see the opener, Sacramento actually beat the tar out of Portland. Now, the ending score didn't show just how badly they beat them, but there were points in this game where Sacramento led by 16, 17 points, Scotty, in the third quarter.
Yeah.
So the Kings are not good, but they've got players on the outside that can knock down a shot. They've got some athletic players. And I don't know. I wouldn't even say it's a better test. Well, you think it was a better test than the opener against OKC?
It's on the road. I think so.
I think it's a better test than OKC. I mean, outside of Dort, I don't know if OKC had a lot on the court.
Dort.
Best name to say in basketball. But, you know, that opener between the Trailblazers and the Kings, I think, told us a lot.
You think so? The fact that, they're able to squeak out that three-point victory?
Well, yeah, but still they had a 16 or 17-point lead in the third.
No, I know. I got you.
I can't remember how much it was. I just remember that they had a really nice lead in the third. I just think that Sacramento beat them more than what that final score showed.
A couple of years ago, Sacramento was kind of my NBA version of the Sunday ticket, game pass or whatever it is.
Yeah, I remember.
They were kind of like my guilty pleasure. Like, I knew they weren't going to the playoffs. I knew they weren't a really good team, but man, they were entertaining to watch. And I still think that's the case. This is one of your more entertaining teams in all of the NBA, just as a, you know, random Wednesday night, nothing else going on, basketball game with Sacramento and whoever. But you got, I mean, Harrison Barnes, who poured up 36 in that game. You got 27 from De'Aaron Fox. And then a guy that I really am curious to see, and I know he wasn't good against Portland, but I loved watching him play the college game, is Davion Mitchell, because I think he has the opportunity to be one of the elite-level defenders in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm curious to see his transition into the NBA.
Okay, so you throw him in. You throw Rashawn Holmes in, who had 21 the other night against Portland. And then I don't know what exactly happened with Marvin Bagley. I don't know what Luke Walton is attempting to do with him. This was Luke Walton's comment after the game. He said, I'm not getting into any of that, talking about why Marvin Bagley was not in the starting lineup. He said, I'm not getting into any of that. For me, we're a team. We have a plan. We know what that plan is, and we're going to need everyone this season. Well, man, could you avoid that question anymore? But, yeah, the Jazz should absolutely, soundly beat Sacramento. They're a 6.5-point favorite tonight on the road. They should soundly beat Sacramento tonight. But to Scotty's point, I do think this is going to be a show. So you better call the Dish Pros, because they've got a great new lineup with DirecTV, and they can get you that AT&T.
Whether it's Dish, DirecTV, they're good to go. They can get you taken care of.
They do. I was listening to Ryan talk about what they have to offer now, and the more I think about this Jazz team, you know, I was in the arena on Wednesday watching that Oklahoma City game. And the more I think about this Jazz team, the more this Jazz team needs to be in front of everybody. Everybody needs to see this team. This team is kind of like, and I know, I think we're going to be talking about it and what you may have missed, but this team is kind of like, well, it's not quite to the level of when Steph Curry's hot and you've got to watch Golden State like they were last night. Did you watch some of that Warriors game?
Yeah.
The Warriors-Clippers last night on TNT was sports at its absolute finest.
It just doesn't
finest.
It just doesn't feel like there's a lot of ramp-up. The NBA season, it's all of a sudden these guys are playing like it's February.
But that's what we talked about was, you know, you want to put your best foot forward in these first couple weeks. Like, yeah. Oh, look at this. And then everybody settles in and, oh, he's got a groin injury. And all of a sudden he's out for 2 weeks. Like, what we see right out of the gates is kind of what – it's all the new fancy toys and all the new fancy thoughts and ways they want to handle a guy. And that's exciting to me. That's what brings me to the TV on TNT, that and my Inside the NBA crew. I love the Inside the NBA crew. So you know you're going to get your best foot forward again from Sacramento, and you know you'll get your best foot forward from the Jazz tonight. But this is going to be a fun game. I think it's going to be a fun game. Jazz 6.5-point favorites. You take that spread?
That's a really good line. I'd probably stay away from this one. I don't touch this one. I just 6.5 on the road. Was that game? That game was in Portland, so it's Sacramento's first home game in front of their crowd. They're going to be juiced. Yeah, I'd probably, if I were you out there, I'd probably stay away from this one. Mm-hmm. No trips to Wendover on this one. Either way, I wouldn't touch it.
I would absolutely agree with you. I was watching some highlights from Sacramento's opener against Portland.
Yeah.
Is Damian Lillard okay? I know he's voted to the 75th team, but or the anniversary team, but is he okay?
Well, he mentioned that he was okay. Are you talking mentally or physically?
A little bit of both, more mentally.
Mentally, he...
Where he's at with Portland.
Well, and that's the thing. There's been so much comments about what he wants to do and where he's going to end up. And he came bold, I think about a day or two days ago. I meant to bring it up on the air, where he said, look, these are the guys that drafted me. I love Portland. I love this community. I love everything about it. I want to stay here. I mean, he was really emphatic about, like, I want to be here. I want to win here. And so it was like, okay, well, that was a little bit of a different tone than what he had at the end of last season and throughout some of the summer as well, where he was a little bit more iffy. Yeah, I want to be in Portland for now. And he always kind of clarified a few – or kind of, like, left things a little ambiguous as to what he's wanted to do. But – he was pretty strong the other day, so I'm thinking, okay, maybe things have calmed down there a little bit. But I don't know. I'm really – to me, if – I'm not a fan, and we've talked about this before. I'm not a fan of a guy demanding trades. I'm not a fan of a guy saying, you know what, I'm done, I want out, move me, and forcing a trade. That's just old school me. But there's one guy that seems like if he were to do that, I'd be like, I get it. I understand it.
You've been trying for a long time.
It's Damian Lillard. Like, if Damian Lillard would be like, hey, you know what? I'm not vibing. I've been in this league for a long time. I'd really like to win a title. Can you move me somewhere? Be like, go get that ring, man. You deserve that ring. Go get it. So I don't know where his mind's at.
I would totally understand if he was going to do it. Last year, Portland finished in the sixth spot, just outside of the playoff play-in. And this year, Scotty, I think that they probably finish in the playoff play-in.
I think in that 6-9 range is about where they're at.
That's where I've got. I've got them 8-10.
That's got to be a really frustrating thing for Damian Lillard too, because when you start a season and you know that's where we're going to be, that's as good as it's going to get for us.
And in order for us to do anything from that point, I'm going to have to put 3 years of my life on a court. Like 3 years of my playing career, I'm going to have. he's basically in a LeBron James-like situation when LeBron was going solo with Cleveland for certain points. He's in that LeBron James-like level where he's trying to pull a team along, but he just doesn't have what LeBron James had to take a team. He's got some incredible stuff, but you know, even in the Olympics, I saw him just settling too often and just being like, you know, I can knock down this shot five feet past the 3-point line. I can hit this, so I'll just take this because it's less energy. I do wonder how much that plays in his head. Like, okay, yeah, I can go inside and do work and bang, but it's a lot nicer to do this out here. I kind of like shooting out here.
Yeah, I mean, you go back to Karl Malone in the latter part of his career, became a mid-range jump shooter.
Yeah, right. And Damian Lillard, what is he, 8 years in now? Nine?
I think he's getting close to 10.
Is he close to 10?
I think it was 2010, 2011.
Okay, I'll pull it up here, buddy.
It might have been that 12 draft. This might be his 10th year in the NBA.
Because there's a part of me, to your point, that you were just making about how you'd be okay if you saw him move on. So he came out in 2012.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. He is on his ninth season, correct? He's going into his ninth season. Wow, that is really hard to believe.
A lot of years. All right, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone. We are live here at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Riverdale. It's the Ram Power Days savings going on right now. They have 0% APR for 72 months on most of their new 2021 Ram 1500 crew cabs. And if you want to get around on those winter roads and you need a great truck, well, there you go. You can also lease a new 21 Ram 1500 SLT Warlock Quad Cab 4x4. You ready for this number?
Yeah.
$319 a month.
$319?
Yeah. I mean, we need to check with Jonas, make sure there's not a typo on that.
Holy
2021
God.
Ram 1500 SLT Warlock Quad Cab 4x4, $319 a month.
Just check over your shoulder here.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you're reading that right. That's crazy.
Tell
That's
you what,
a really good price.
You got to come by here. It's the top of Riverdale Road, just off I-15. You know where it's at. Johnny's been kind enough to raid the prize closet. We got all kinds of jazz gear ready to go to get you geared up for the game tonight.
Scotty, just really quick, I just wanted to clarify. So he has played 9 seasons.
This is number 10.
This is number 10.
Yeah.
You're right.
Hans and Scotty, this is 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network.
The new Zone lineup is here. With the best coverage of the sports you love and the teams you can't live without. Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10, followed by Jake Scott and Ben Anderson from 10 to noon. Get your daily fix of Hans and Scotty from noon to 3. And then the Zone welcomes Unrivaled with Alex Keery and former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell to the team. Weekdays from 3 to 7, live and local. All day, every day. This is 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network. Hope you're all having a great day. We are out and about today, and would love for you to come by and say hi. We don't get up north hardly ever, so when we do, you got to take advantage of it. I mean, we spoil the heck out of our Utah County listeners, but every now and then, once in a blue moon, we're able to come up north. And when we do, it's your time to shine. Your time to come by and say hi. I have got one pair left of Utah State, Colorado State tickets. You want to go see? They're good seats. They're in the chair backs. Good seats. You want to go watch Utah State play? It's going to be a gorgeous night of football. And so if you want to see that game, come by and grab tickets. I got one pair left. First come, first serve.
Are you sure you still have a pair left?
You can't already be here.
Can't already be here, and you can't. You cannot have taken something from the station in the last
30 days.
Yes.
our new folks. We may have been a little fast and loose in the past. Nuh-uh. We're tightening things up.
Things are getting strict. And Johnny's looking. Yeah. That shouldn't scare you away. Look, if you haven't come and taken anything off the table in 30 days.
Since we're up north, the chances of that are pretty slim.
Very slim.
Because we haven't been up here since 2019.
Come in and get these Utah State tickets. Go on. It has not been that long. We were up here in far west.
Oh, that's true. About 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago, which is still a long drive for you. I mean, that's a lot that was, further west for both of us.
It was really far west.
Yeah, that's out there. But there's people to live out there.
So you want to grab those tickets? Come and claim them. Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Riverdale, just off I-15 at the top of Riverdale Road. I've heard there's a really good burger place somewhere around here.
Ooh. I'm all game.
Yeah. But more importantly, the biggest question is,
how fast you got to get up to the local?
I got some time. Bigger question is there a Sonic around here?
Yes, there is a Sonic. And I know that Chappie has told us about a sushi joint. When we came up and
that's right.
Broadcasting it.
There's supposed to be some great sushi place in Ogden, too.
Yeah, we were broadcasting up at Weber State, and our guy Chappie came by and was like, all right.
I haven't seen Chappie in a while. Come on by. Say hi, Chappie.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
He's a good dude.
Really good dude.
He's been really good to us throughout the years.
I kind of feel like he may have left the world of sports, though.
Oh, really?
I feel like things have gotten a little bit more political. He might still be out there enjoying the sports world, but I don't know if he's out there consuming Glenn Beck or if he's actually taking in some football.
Take in football, Chappie, and come hang out with us.
Keeps you more happy, Chappie.
Where's our guy? Chappie, stop by. That's the thing. That's why we love our listeners. They're like family to us. Yeah. We feel like we're just one big happy family. Now, some of you guys say some things that don't make me want to be part of your...
That
family shouldn't say to each other. And I see what you say on Twitter, and you're not very nice. And that's not going to get you welcomed into the family.
Mm-mm. Nope. You are not getting any inheritance.
No. No. No jazz gear. Oh, I'm kidding. Even if you don't like us, you can come by and get jazz gear. Just don't tell us to our face because we're sensitive.
And keep listening.
And keep listening.
Hate us from afar.
Yes. Keep doing the, no name anonymous Twitter thing.
Yeah.
All right. Hands the BYU heads up north. They take on Washington State in the Palouse. As they get ready for a game against a team that is coachless. I mean, they've got their interim coach, and but they're four assistants down. They're the head coach down.
Yeah.
I don't know where Vegas has this game. I frankly wouldn't touch this game if I were a gambling man, which I'm not. But if I were, I wouldn't touch it because you might get a really inspired Washington State performance. I think they've got the horses to keep this game relatively close.
Yeah, you watched them.
I watched them. They got a really good.
They've got a physical defense. Three quarters.
They? And then Utah State turned it on in the fourth and got two big touchdowns when they needed it most, and came back and won that game. They were down 12 with about 5 minutes left in that game.
Unbelievable! What a crazy finish
that was.
That's identified Utah State all season long, though.
Yeah, no, they've leaned on that. Uh-huh. They make that drive against UNLV to win the game. They make the drive against Air Force because they go back to that performance and we've done it before, let's do it again.
It's fun to have teams like that because watching Utah State UNLV, even when things were stacked up against them a little bit, you leave the TV on and you're like, let's just see if we have a what the hell just happened moment.
Yeah.
And sure enough, Utah State has become the what the hell just happened team.
By the way, and we don't need to spend any time on the air, remind me to tell you about the San Jose State UNLV game.
Okay.
Weird ending last night. Oh, my gosh. Feel bad for UNLV.
Okay, so, Scotty, BYU Washington State. This is the perfect game to restore order, in my opinion. This is the perfect game to restore order, to fix what ails this BYU Cougar football team, in my opinion. Let's go through the list of a few things, all right? So, number one. Washington State loses their coaching staff. Five guys. I could see it. If it's like three assistants, like, all right, even what Arizona State's going through, even three assistants, it's like, all right, well, yeah, but this, this, and this. You lose your head coach that was beloved, and you lose four assistants that were beloved, and you had a three-game winning streak. I just think that that's a real kink in the plans. There's number one. Number two, Did you see the video I sent to you?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so the video was to highlight the running back that Utah's about to face, but you saw who was on the receiving end of that punishment. It was Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
Washington State cannot stop the run. Not only can they not run, they can't stop the run. Right now they're giving up about 155 yards a game. They refuse to run, so, you know, the rushing offense, the way they do it, it's just, I'm not going to say it's Mike Leach's offense, but it's Mike Leach-esque the way they do it. And so they don't run a ton. But they don't stop the run real well. Oregon State ran for 310 yards on them. So the reason I say that is if BYU can kind of rediscover the identity that they stomped on Utah with, and that they started this season against three Pac-12 teams with, if they can find three Pac-12 wins with, if they can find that identity again, I think that it's going to work well against Washington State. Just don't think it. Just run. Let Algier run. And if they don't in this game, Scotty, if they don't go for 200-plus against Washington State, then we got to take a step back and start saying, what's wrong with Tyler Algier?
Yeah.
And then if it's well, nothing's wrong with Tyler Algier, then it's, well, okay, then where's the run game? Why is it not functional? Because it was the staple. It was the battle cry in early parts of the season. And so Washington State is the perfect defense that should help what ails this team. And they should be able to come out and just run against them. And then another thing to add on top of that. So you got the running issues. You've got the coaching issues. They can't get a sack to save their life. They can't protect their quarterback to save their life. They're giving up three sacks a game. I know that they pass a lot, so that leaves you open to some things. I expect BYU's defense to get really busy. I expect this to be a good game for them. So the other thing that helps fix what ails you is this isn't this wouldn't be like beating UNLV. This wouldn't be like beating New Mexico or beating Troy or beating a lowly Sun Belt team. This is still a middle-of-the-pack Pac-12 team. It's still a Washington State team, and it's in Pullman. And if you beat this team, it's still a feather in the cap. In my opinion.
I'm with you. Absolutely.
So,
and this isn't and this isn't Arizona in terms of just awful Pac-12.
Right.
It's a Pac-12 team, and B, hey, they've got a winning record right now. They've won three in a row. They're what, 5-4-3 on the season?
4-3.
You know, so this is a middle of the pack Pac-12 team, and you beat those teams on the road, you hang your hat on that. Absolutely you do.
4-3 team, as you mentioned, a three-game winning streak, and then they've got a win against an FCS team earlier in the season. They lost to USC and Utah, and those were, you know, their back-to-back losses, and since then they have not lost, beating Cal, a good Oregon State team, and Stanford. And that video I posted came from that Oregon State game. Oregon State pummeled them. Washington State still found a way to win. That's why I'm saying I want them to establish the run, and people might be out there saying, well, Oregon State established the run, and they couldn't find a way to win. Well, Oregon State struggles to do anything other than that. BYU doesn't. BYU can run a lot of different play-action looks, and they've got a high percentage completion when Jaren Hall is healthy. Key word, healthy.
Healthy, yeah.
And Jaren Hall should be more healthy this week than he was last
I think
week.
He should probably take another step.
I'm hoping.
In that health.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
All right, 1244, Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Do you think this is a game? Because I think BYU pulls away. I think it's, you know, it's one of those where a couple scores late make it seem, you know, it's a bigger spread than what it maybe really was. But I think I'm thinking in the, you know, 27-13 range.
I'm thinking BYU is going to have to gut up and find a game-winning drive in the fourth.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. And maybe I'm just
– I think that maybe they're going to have to cut up and find a game-winning drive in the fourth.
Maybe after these last two games, I got to lower my expectations on who this team is.
A little bit. Well, and I – you watched – wait, did you watch Delora? Was he the
– Yeah, I like Delora. So
– Was he the quarterback against Utah
State? Well, Garantano got the start, and Washington State wasn't doing anything against Utah State. And they were not good. And then Garantano, remember the safety? He gets injured on that play.
Yeah.
Leaves the game, and Delora comes in, and that's when Washington State caught fire offensively. And it was funny talking to the coaches, the coaching staff going into the game. They thought it was going to be Delora, and they did not want it to be Delora because he scared them far more than Garantano did. So when Garantano got the start, they're thinking, all right, this is great. He gets hurt. Delora comes in, and bam, he's moving and mowing him up and down the field.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I forgot Garantano started that game. So watching Delora against Oregon State, and got a chance to finish watching that Oregon State game, most of it. So Washington State should have probably won by more. They're on the 5-yard line. Delora gets pressured out to his right, and he's running, and he's kind of rolling. He had some green pasture in front of him, probably could have run it, and he tried to force it into the back corner over bracket coverage and got picked. Mm. So he shows to me signs of making really dumb mistakes, but he also shows signs – to me, of doing big things. I also thought it was interesting, Scotty. Listen to this. So, you know, we talk about turnover margin, how important it is. So, for instance, BYU is +5 in the turnover margin. They've given the ball up 7 times, and they've taken it 12 times. So, you know, forcing 12 turnovers, it's a big number. Well, Washington State is +4. But they have given it up 12 times. They've actually had 12 turnovers. They have forced 16 turnovers.
Wow.
So they force turnovers in games, picks and different looks, but they will give the ball up through interceptions and through fumbles. So BYU has to understand two things. Number one, we can absolutely win the turnover margin. They're going to give us at least one extra possession, if not two extra possessions. What we have to be extremely careful with is they're very good at punching the ball out late. They're very good at getting into those throwing lanes. So be very understanding of that and win the turnover battle. But I still think that this is going to be – I still think this Washington State offense could put 28 on the board. And I could see BYU with 21, 24 points in the fourth quarter with the ball, 4 minutes left, having to put something together. And at that point, if you have not established something in the run, and I'm talking 4 minutes, so you got time. You got time to force a full offensive concept. If you haven't established something in the run and you're just throwing it in the air, it's going to get picked. That final drive, it's going to get picked. You think you're just going to go out there and be able to mow down the field by throwing it in the air? They're pretty good at disguising some of their coverages and picking that ball. Hmm. 16 turnovers. I don't know if a team in the country's got more.
That's a bunch. And I know they only had Utah State. I think it was 2-1 in that game. They had two. Utah State turned it over twice in that game.
They got 2 from Utah State, you said?
Yeah. I did not know their numbers were that high.
They have forced 16 turnovers. Let me just look at this. Okay. So – number one in the country is 18 turnovers.
Yep. They're tied for
second. Well, you got Iowa with 20. But then Middle Tennessee has forced 18. But then there's Washington State, number 3 in the country.
Hands and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network, 1248. What you may have missed coming up next. Also, Brian Fisher will join us coming up a little bit later on in the program as well. It's all right here on the Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Time to bring in Lincoln Kennedy, Raider radio analyst, Pac-12 network analyst. Oregon State, they're 4-2, they're 2-1, they're tied in the North lead. How much of a problem are they going to be for Utah?
I think they're going to be a big problem for Utah. I think Utah's a better team overall. They should win this game, but if they're not careful, Oregon State can sneak up and get them. Because, look, Oregon State's secondary is pretty damn good. I think a lot of those guys are going to be playing on Sundays in the near future. But the fact that they can control the ground game and control the clock and time of possession by running the ball, it means Utah's got to watch out. Oregon State's a good football team.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, let's go.
You don't have time to watch every game or read every story. Fortunately, we do. Here's what you may have missed on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
.97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network, which you may have missed, brought to you by Built Bar. Double chocolate, peanut butter brownie, or salted caramel. That's just the tip of the iceberg of the kind of flavors you can get with Built Bar. 100% real chocolate, 100% delicious. Order yours today at Built.com and save 10% if you order promo code ZONE at checkout.
So can we just take a minute and respect the amazing performance that Steph Curry put on the court last night against the Clippers. 45 points, 16 of 25. At one point, he was 10 of 10, and he went 8 of 13 from 3. But it's not just about the 8 of 13 from 3. For those of you that watch this game, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The Clippers put up a heck of a fight. And I know they don't have Kawhi, but they've got Paul George out there. They've got Jackson back. Obviously, Zubac does some big things. Eric Bledsoe, people know about Bledsoe, his ability on the outside. Clippers have put, they were putting up a fight. And things were tight in the fourth quarter. A minute 30 left, Scotty. A minute 30 left in the fourth quarter, and I believe Golden State was down by 2.
Yeah.
Ball gets flipped out to Steph Curry at 31 feet from the rim. 31 feet.
Yep.
And he notices the distance. He sees defense isn't closing as quick as they probably should, because when Steph's got it at 31 feet, he's still dangerous. He launches one from 31 feet, and it splashes. I don't even know if it hit rim. It just
didn't even move the net.
So to Clippers' credit, they get the ball back, and they go back. They get some brutal force down in the low post, and they get another basket. Well, they come back to the other end of the court. They flip it back out to Steph Curry. This time he's on the wing. He's just above the break. But he's at 27 feet, nearly out of bounds, above the break, off the wing. Fires that thing all the way out to the outside. And again, you're looking at this like there are 50 seconds left. He launches that thing, hits. No rim. And in your mind, and I know I'm painting this intense picture, but I watched this game live. I'm really curious what Golden State's going to be, how good they can be. And I thought that this Clippers team, they're still not complete until they get fully healthy. But watching Golden State last night and watching Steph Curry is a reminder that if he's healthy come postseason time, if you've got a couple of guys on the court, and I'm not saying that Wiggins is the end-all, be-all, and I don't know if Draymond Green's got it in the tank. I don't know. But if Steph Curry gets a little bit of help and he heats up, he is still the most exciting player in the NBA.
Bar none. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, 100%. This guy's must-watch TV, and his flair for the dramatic, not only in those types of situations, but whether it's early or, you know, mid to late October or NBA Finals in June, it just happens time and time again. You cannot not watch him. You have to watch Steph Curry play the game of basketball.
Yeah.
And it was just – it's just funny because I wasn't really paying a lot of attention to that game until all of a sudden somebody tweets out, said, well, Steph Curry might get 75 on the night he was named to the 75th anniversary team. Like, oh, Steph's having a night. Got to go watch this now.
So you caught the final?
Oh, yeah. So you just have to. You have to watch him.
It's pretty incredible. I don't know. You know, they've got an aged Andre Iguodala that comes off the bench for them, and he's trying to do his thing. I did pick up on a guy in his fourth year, a guy named Damian Lee, and he's really nice. He's a nice piece. I know that some people are very familiar with him. Maybe there aren't a lot of people out there that are familiar with Damian Lee, but he's a nice piece off the bench for them. I don't know if they've got the absolute depth or if they've got the defensive presence, but I know that they've got the most exciting player in the NBA. And you let that guy heat up in a playoff situation, and you got yourself a problem. Do you know, have you heard anything in particular on Klay Thompson? Or do you put any weight into the thought of Klay Thompson?
I think I thought I read somewhere December or January in that range. But if you get Klay, and I don't know, look, I don't know what percentage Klay's going to be back even when he does come back. And I don't know if he'll ever
beat
Klay Thompson.
Christmas Day return.
Okay.
You're right. That's their hope and expectation.
Nice Christmas present
for Golden State.
That'll just drive up your ratings on your Christmas game.
Yeah. If that's not the game he comes back.
Not that you really needed any help with ratings.
If Klay Thompson comes back and he's any semblance of what Klay Thompson was, then you got to expect Golden State to be in the top seven, top six, top seven.
Yep.
In the West.
Yep, I'm with you. All right, 1 o'clock straight up, Hans and Scotty. Almost said final hour of the show coming up. Still used to the old 10 to 2 thing. Hey, I know that people are coming in and out all the time. I know we get questions on Twitter. Remember, new hours of the show, Hans and Scotty, every day from noon to 3 right here on the Zone Sports Network. And by the way, if you're not listening to Ben Anderson and Jake Scott, you are missing out. Those guys are awesome together. Chemistry right out of the gate. They have done tremendous work. They are three shows in, and I think you're really going to love what those two have put together. And then, of course, Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery, and they get a dose of a little Football Friday. They get Coach and Alema.
Man, that's gonna be a.
I tried to tell Alex. I'm like, you can think you're prepared.
Oh,
never prepared.
It's like having kids.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
People told us how many times they're like, so just understand, when you go to have kids, be ready, because it's not, and you're like, oh, I've babysat my niece.
Yeah. How hard is it?
And then you have a kid, and you're like, oh.
What have we done?
Oh, this is expensive.
Oh, they're really loud. Oh. And that's the same with Mac and Alema. They're really loud.
Yeah.
And trying to go to break is one of the hardest things.
And you have to feed them.
Yes, that's true.
If they
get mad.
Them, they get mad.
Oh,
they're colicky.
There's
Alema has colic, and a little jaundice.
Oh, what are you doing?
Did your kids ever have the jaundice?
No.
Where you had to put them under the belly light?
No.
What was it called? Belly ribbon light? Or
yeah,
something?
When they're born and they – yeah, no, we never had to do that.
Oh.
Did you?
Well, the jaundice gives them colic. Yeah, one of them. They're pretty – it was pretty bad. I was like, that doesn't look like a baby. It's like a lemon. Is my
and
baby
that's
supposed
exactly
to...
what a lemon looks like, a lemon.
Is my baby supposed to –
Oh, man.
That baby's crying a lot. Can you take that baby back until it's done crying?
Oh, yeah, like, well, I can't remember what kid it was, but he was a crier. Like, and so they give you that first night in the hospital. They're like, we'll take him into the nursery so you guys can get some rest because, you know, you guys, when you go home, it's on. So they said, we try to give you that first night where you can kind of just relax a little bit. So it's like 2 a.m. and I'm spending the night. I'm in, you know, I'm on that. You know, a hard couch or whatever, and my wife's sleeping, and they roll the baby back in at 2 a.m. Like, it's waking up all the babies. It's causing all kinds of problems. We're moving it in here.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, but this is your little bundle of hate right now, and it's you get to deal with it.
It's giving me anxiety. Our first baby, Ashlyn, had her 2 weeks before I went into Colts training camp, my second year with the Colts. 2 weeks before. We had no idea what a baby was going to be about. But, you know, we have the baby. They bring it in, And they're like, would you like to keep it in the room tonight? We're like, oh, yeah, of course. It's our baby. By like 3 a.m., we're like,
let me see that baby.
Oh, man, this is bad. You got to take this baby back. And then all the other times that they offered to keep it overnight, the first night, it's like, oh, yeah,
yep,
absolutely.
Yep, yep, yep.
Keep it as long as you want. Give it the bottle feeding, whatever you need to do. Whatever you need to do. Just don't bring it back in here.
No.
Until 7:30 a.m.
And then you're like, can we extend this hospital stay? Because we don't really want to go home right now.
My wife is not feeling well.
No. She's like, no, I'm doing. No, 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 no. You're hurting, right?
Look, you and I love our kids. All days.
They're in school. We can be honest.
But, man, let's be honest for a second. Having babies is tough.
I'm like, if you could just push out a three-year-old, that would be great. Because they can talk and you can know what's going on and stuff like that. I mean, it'd be a little hard on the mother, but you know.
Just a three-year-old.
Yeah, just be nice. Just get past those twos.
That has a good occupation.
Well, that's true. I just like when you got to the point where you're not buying diapers. If they're hurt, they can tell you what's wrong. They have a general idea how to run a remote on Saturday morning so that you can sleep in and they can fire up a TV.
They're not using your wife to eat or feed.
Well, yeah.
They can do that on their own.
Yeah.
Because that's not fun.
Because it's fine and fun when a kid goes, I'm hungry. You're like, well, there's the fridge.
Oh, and by the way, look no further than women in childbirth to understand that women will always be stronger and better than men.
100%. Always. Oh. It's not even a question.
And the way, you know, we leave for work and you're walking away from the door and they're like, no soldier left behind, really, huh? And here you're leaving me. And they just stay back and they do the dirty work. And then you come home and for about 10 minutes you're excited to see that baby.
And then after a while you're like, give it back. You're like, okay, I'm done.
And she's like, can you take it for just a minute? In your mind you're like, she really needs a break. But well, I don't know if I could do this.
Here's the thing.
Oh, no, Lloyd. Oh, no. Okay, Lloyd.
I wish somebody would have that chat with us.
Let the mic be yours.
Yeah, no, Lloyd.
You let the mic be yours.
Yeah,
go ahead, Lloyd.
No, I don't want any part of it.
Tell us about the joys of young fatherhood.
Let's talk about your little.
I love my kids. They're out on break right now, so they're probably hearing me. I love you guys.
Let's talk about your little ray of sunshine.
Jackie Blue is my ray of sunshine.
Oh, yeah. We love them. We love those kids, but let's be real. They are Coach Mack and Alema.
Yep. Hands and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and The Zone Sports Network. I don't know about you guys, but I changed about 50% of those diapers.
Oh, come on, dude. You had – no, don't do that again. Don't worry, Jenny. We know.
That was
– did she even give you 8%?
I put it at 50, right?
For those of you that didn't hear, Scotty, Lloyd, and myself all made a prediction of what percentage of diapers we changed, and then we had our wives on air to verify it.
Yeah.
And Scotty had originally predicted 84%.
No, I put it at 50-50. And I still kind of think that was true.
You're standing by that?
No, I'm not standing by it. No, I'm not.
He's shaking his head right now.
Okay. You say 50.
No, it was not. I thought it was at one point 50. But then I was reminded that it was significantly less.
I would go 20%.
You think you changed 20?
I think so.
All right.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Hands and Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and The Zone Sports Network. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, again, you'll hear from Brian Fisher. It's a Football Friday as we continue to get you ready for a lot of football coming up, including tonight, Utah State with a big one against Colorado State. Winner of this game has a inside track to a Mountain Division title. We'll talk more about that coming up as well. It's all right here on The Zone Sports Network.